It's 13 hours Universal Time from Washington. This is VOA News Now. Leading the news this hour, a bizarre incident in the middle of Manhattan Island as a commercial jet apparently crashes into one of the world's tallest buildings, the World Trade Center.
We'll be going to New York to bring you the latest on that. Also, more than 400 Afghan boat people turned away by the Australian...
Separate commercial jet aircraft have been deliberately flown into the side of the massive World Trade Towers at the foot of Manhattan Island.
And we call them deliberate not because we have confirmation of that, but because we are seeing on television shots of planes hitting both towers. We have John Pittman on the line with us now from New York City. John is a former correspondent, and we've contacted him to see what he can tell us. John?
Hi, good morning. I'm standing at 13th Street, East 13th Street and University Place, which is in Greenwich Village, looking directly south at the southern tip of Manhattan. From here, I can see very clearly the two World Trade Centers. The westernmost tower is completely engulfed in smoke from about, I'd say the top 10th. I can't tell you exactly how many floors. The smoke is blowing eastwards, obscuring the view of the easternmost tower. From the top, it looks like it has a bit of damage about halfway down. Perhaps didn't see the accident, actually just hearing about it now, from another impact or a secondary impact. You do see debris falling from the building occasionally, and again, just black acrid smoke obscuring the top quarter of the both buildings now.
Minnesota, Florida made a brief statement. He called these crashes an apparent terrorist attack. Here in Washington on Capitol Hill right now, Senator Edward Kennedy, along with Laura Bush, making a statement. And now there appears to be a fire here in Washington.
This is just breaking news. We are getting live television shots now of downtown Washington with a billow of smoke in the rear, but the television screen tells us the fire is coming from the Pentagon, which is the headquarters of the U.S. military across the Potomac River in Virginia. The U.S. Pentagon building may have been attacked here in Washington. And
we don't know if it's an attack. It's right now it's being characterized as a fire. The Pentagon at this point, because of a large fire, is being evacuated right now.
Two unprecedented attacks on a couple of big symbols in American public life.
And the AP is now reporting that the Federal Aviation Administration has shut down all aircraft takeoffs in the United States. Air travel in the United States, as of now, has come to a halt. President Bush, a short time ago, made a brief statement. He was in Sarasota, Florida, away from Washington. Our White House correspondent, Paula Wolfson, though, is at the White House and joins us on the line now. Paula, what can you tell us?
Barbara, actually right now, I, along with the rest of the press corps and everybody else who works at the White House, is a block, about two blocks away on H Street, two blocks from the White House, across the park. The White House was evacuated abruptly about 40 minutes after the two twin Trade Center towers in New York were hit by those planes. There are fire trucks surrounding the White House, although no sign of an incident on the White House grounds, but it has been evacuated. The president, we understand, is en route back from Florida, back to the White House to monitor the situation.
And at this hour, we don't quite know what may happen next. But looking at live television, Barbara, you can see there's been another massive explosion
in New
York. Well,
it looks as if the South Tower of the World Trade Center has, at least in part, collapsed. They don't know if it's another explosion or just under the... a result of the plane crashing into it, subsequent fires, that the South Tower has, for the most part, seemingly collapsed. This at the tip of Manhattan. These are huge buildings.
The immediate sophistication is that it's really unlikely that the pilots were hijacked into flying their aircraft into buildings. This is not something where someone points a gun to your head and says, commit suicide or I'll kill you. You had to be able to take over three aircraft. You had to do so with a knowledge of the flight patterns, you had to be able to coordinate two attacks in New York, a third attack against the Pentagon, know the air control routes well enough to provide some kind of cover. We are now looking either for a terrorist group overseas that we have never identified in the past, or a level of sophistication within groups that we do know. And there are really two that have tried this level of attack in the past, the Red Brigades in Japan, which frankly seem to have very little operational capability like this today, and some group, not perhaps led by bin Laden, but affiliated with him.
And now, Barbara, we're watching on live television as, sadly, as expected, the second World Trade Tower has now collapsed under its own weight, crashing to the streets of southern Manhattan next to the debris left by its twin just 30 minutes ago. So two of the world's tallest buildings in the space of less than 2 hours have been attacked, burned, and now completely destroyed at the foot of Manhattan Island. There is no telling how much human life has been lost as a result of this, or what indeed may happen next.
Here in Washington, who've come to work here at the VOA studios, have passed by the Pentagon, which, as we reported, we should bring you up to date, which suffered a huge explosion about an hour and 15 minutes ago. There is word that a plane was involved in that. Our own Neil Curry and Paul Popowitz are in the studio now, both of whom have seen at least passed by. Paul, let's begin with you. What did you see?
I was driving in slow traffic near the Pentagon. Just
unusually slow for rush hour?
It seemed to be really backed up. I saw the plane coming in from my left, approximately from the northeast.
Can you describe it? Commercial plane?
It was a commercial American Airlines plane. I distinctly saw the silver color and the AA on the rudder. They're red and blue.
And what happened?
It was coming in very steep and very fast, and I thought immediately, this plane is not landing. It's going to hit. And within seconds, it disappeared just below my line of sight. I heard the explosion. I heard the impact.
So you are an eyewitness to the fact that a plane, in fact, a commercial airliner, struck the U.S. Pentagon.
I did not see it strike the Pentagon. I knew it was very close. But once I got up to the crest of the hill, I looked over and definitely saw black smoke coming from the Pentagon.
Another development, federal aviation officials say a large commercial airliner crashed near the eastern industrial city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It was not clear whether that plane was hijacked. Earlier, we had word that the plane that crashed into the Pentagon had been hijacked from Pittsburgh. Perhaps that story will be revised. In the meantime, world leaders are expressing horror and sadness at today's terrorist attacks in the United States. French President Jacques Chirac says the people of France are entirely at the sides of the American people. He said he feels a horrified sadness at the news of the attacks at New York's World Trade Center and the Pentagon in Washington. British Prime Minister Tony Blair says he is terribly shocked.
And that's a look at what's been happening this morning on September 11th, another date that will live in infamy in U.S. history, certainly in the 21st century. We will bring you continuing coverage of this tragic story as it continues to develop throughout the day. I'm Russell Woodgates with Barbara Klein in Washington. This is VOA News Now.